What is it, afternoon or still morning? Okay, good afternoon, church. Oh, everybody. I thought my voice was enough. But you know, when you're getting old, so everything diminishes in you. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Okay, and everybody's happy here. Huh? Everybody's happy here. I am too. I am very happy you could make it. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but not here. But you know what? Your Heavenly Father had pulled you here because I need your help. I need your help. And I'm going to explain to you. This time, this day right now, I'm standing before in front of you, in front of the church. If I tell you my story from 2 hours ago, you wouldn't believe it. No, I'm not telling. I'm tempted. I'm not gonna. That's it. That's enough. Pardon me? That's what it is. That's what it's got to be. It's not that I want to, but it's got to be. I know that we have so many. I see so many friends here, because our families, our children, they are up to hashkash. That's what they said? Hashkash. Maybe they come back tonight. We pray hard so, you know, they can get here safe and sound and happy to be reunited to the rest of us that have left here. I came here prepared to talk to you. First of all, let me ask you a question. Has anybody here ever lost something that is very, very, very precious to that person? And something that can never be replaced. Through eternity, you can never replace that thing. You, what is it? Robert, say, raise your hand. Can you share it? Huh? Like my story? Okay, are we talking or not? Because I need to preach. I've already lost all my preaching ability here. But you know, God said to us, "Be still." Continue for me. Be still. I will be exalted. I will be exalted the second time. When things happen to us, sometimes before we go to the right place where we should go, we go all around. And we're crying, we're begging, "Lord, why this time? Why is this happened to me?" Even God answering us, but sometimes we can't hear because our heart is like separated. Nobody likes to lose anything, not even a rock, you know. You like to keep your stuff together because everything that you have as a memory has a reason that you have, God had let you have it. But I know, I don't know if I can say that. I came to church with my sermon prepared. And as Brother Dowell called me, he said he was going to have a few minutes of prayer and words of wisdom and encouragement for the children of the church, because some of them will be leaving soon for school. And I try to curtail my sermon a little bit more towards the youth and children. I had decided there is a king in the Bible that I really love to talk to, write about him. But I said no. Instead, I am going to talk about the people that he used in his life. I was ready to talk about Daniel. Continue for me. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and Marie. So, I said that this will be related to the kids as they are leaving. I thought of those young men when they left Jerusalem to go to Babylon to work with Mr. Nebuchadnezzar. They were young, 17, 20. How would you feel if somebody, an emperor, come to your country and say that, I want to go. For instance, Maggie has his handsome boy here. I would like to take Tariq with me. You never know the person. And that child, you don't know if you will ever see that child again. So this is the story about those four young Hebrews guy. But the person they master was not an easy guy, which I really don't want to talk about him. Because everything about God, he turned it around. He wanted to be the king of the kings. And nobody can be king of kings anymore, because God already king of kings. Right. You know, he's created us. He made us. To make a replica of something, you need to have something that was already made, that was already there. So there was nothing, the Bible tells us, when God made the heaven and the earth, including us. So you know the story of Nebuchadnezzar. What we know a little bit about his mind, what was in his mind, he wants to have the control of everything, the whole earth. He's that great king. You know about the dream that he has, and then which he cannot understand the dream. First of all, he forgot about whatever the dream was, let alone to remember what to do with it is. So he called those people, all his experts, if we may say. And among those people, they were those four young Hebrews. Daniel was a little bit separated, but the three. So when he had the dream, what would you do if somebody come and said, hey, I had a dream last night. Would you tell me what it is? What would you tell that person? Be honest, be frank, because it happened. The same way it happened to the young Hebrews, it could happen to any one of us. So what would you tell that person? Can't do it. Only God can reveal dreams, right? Oh, God doesn't know. We don't know what's going on in the mind of people. But who knows? God knows everything. So when we need our questions to be answered in this life, where do we go? Go to God. Go to God. Unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar had not known God fully. Maybe he was halfway just like me, fully. So at this point, he was engaged in this conversation with his expert. You have to tell me the dream and tell me what is it. You have to explain, give me the interpretation. Tell me the dream and give me the interpretation. The more they talked to him, the angrier he got. He was so mad at a point. He said, you know what? Kill them all. Because they are useless. They are not good for nothing. But Daniel was somewhere around. He wasn't in the court, but he was somewhere around. When he heard that, he hurried to go to the king. You know the story, but it is my pleasure to repeat it to you again. So he went and talked to the king and said, no. Please, give me a few minutes. Give me a few days. And then I'll see. Then after that, if we cannot find somebody to give you the answer, so I'll see. King Nebuchadnezzar said, nobody can answer me. After he said, to kill them. But at a point, he agrees with Daniel. Daniel dashed and went for his three other friends. And they prayed. They were defeated by Nebuchadnezzar. But Daniel said to King Nebuchadnezzar, there is a king. There is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. My friends, I'm asking you this morning, do you know that God? Do you know that God who reveals secrets? Things that you want nobody to ever find out in your life. And God knows everything. He knows all about you. I may be standing here talking to you, and half of that, what I'm saying is not true. You don't know. You wouldn't know. But God knows everything. There is a God who reveals the secrets of our lives. My secret is this morning that I had for you up to now. Half of my sermon disappeared. Right, I entered the church and I had everything. And it disappeared. When I went to go through the sermon, half of it disappeared. How it happened, I don't know. I don't know. But you know, God, our God is able. Nothing is impossible to God. I have been talking to you for at least 10 minutes already, right? All right. So I have 20 more minutes to go. And I better stay in the Bible with you, right? So when I came and I said, I need somebody to talk to. I flew out of my room and I came. I said, and I grabbed someone in the back and I said, come, follow me. That's not, and they sent nothing. As I was coming and Brother Robert was there, I said, I need you inside. He didn't hear me. When I looked, he wasn't there. I came, I said, what are you doing here? I need you in back, you know. And these are things that you would never believe. Everybody went to look. I said, you don't have to look because it's not there. I brought it home from home and everything was there. But come here, it's gone. You know what? I'm not saying that the parts that are gone, this is the part that you don't want to have. But whatever we have, we will be working on. Right. In Psalm 46, verses 10 and 11, I want you to repeat it again. Psalm 46, we just say it. We just recited it. 46 verses 10 and 11. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with you. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear because the Lord of hosts is your strength and he is there for you. And I know that you're there for me. You're here for me too. Let's go back to our conversation with Daniel. I want somebody please to look for Daniel's second book of Daniel, Daniel 2, verses 27 and 28. Daniel chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. Okay, but there is a God in heaven that reveals a secret and makes known to the king what shall be in the latter days. When is the latter days? The latter days was for us. Us. We are in the latter days, my friend. And many things need to be adjusted before those latter days will go on, because they are not going to be with us. Prophecy needs to come out, come clear, so everybody will know. They wouldn't say that they didn't know. Apparently, King Nebuchadnezzar was in the La La Land. How come you get up from your bed and ask somebody to tell you the dream? Because you are king, and they cannot. He said, kill them. Kill them. But there is a time that will come too, we and our children, where people will tell us where to go, what to do, what to eat, when to eat, when to go to bed, and worst of all, what God to worship and what day. Are you ready for that time? Because it's just around the corner. I don't know if I'm ready, but I know I have to be ready. And I am working towards it with God's grace. And I pray that you'll do the same. We all know that life is not easy, is it? Especially these days. Especially for the mothers, the fathers, seeing what's going on. In your brain, you said, where is my child will end up tonight after school? I am working. I can't go and get my child. And my child has to come to school, to home. You are asking, what can I do to relieve the pressure on my wife? She's working too much, but we have bills that needs to pay. Where can I go to have a better job so we can make ends meet? Life would be a little bit bearable. How many of you here ever ask yourself these questions? Nobody. Nobody. That's good. We are living in a good society. And I think we should invite other people to come and to live with us. Because many people would like to live the way that I just described. And nobody here said we're not. Nobody. Nobody. It is good. Because God has his plan for planet Earth. We don't know what his plans are. Not even for us individually, let alone collectively. He has a plan. But he's told us a little bit in the Bible. He said the plan that he has for us, a plan to prosper. At least let's stay with that one. Are we prosperous? Not too much? Amen. Amen. God is there. Whatever the situation in your life, if you get sick, before you go to the hospital, but as a matter of fact, now they won't even take you because they said if you have this kind of problems, go to this hospital. If you have this kind of problem, don't go to the hospital, call your doctor. Call your doctor. When you go to the hospital, after 3 or 4 hours, and somebody come, what was the problem? You came to the hospital. Instead of them helping you, they ask you, what is the problem? Because they can't see it. And what do? We started to blame people. No, this is the life that we are living right now. We have to learn, go back to learn how to count from 1, 2, 3 before we can go further. God is a God of love. God is a compassionate God. He knows. He sees what's going on. If he didn't know, if he didn't see, you wouldn't be alive today. The word that the world is gone. I've seen people with their hearts in their hands. We got to a point. People are saying, pray for me. I can't handle it anymore. You were never asked to handle it. Because God always say that. Remember, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. I will be exalted by you one day. Those mouths, those lips that are complaining about problems will be for exalting God one day. Because this is what God put us here. The time is coming where somebody has to take us places that we don't want to go. But you know, God is always there. He's always there for us. Remember what it says. I am the truth I am the life. Come to me. If you need the real truth, if you need to know what to do with your life, with this situation, what's going on around us, instead of complaining, instead of get mad. This morning, I didn't know what to do. I was confused. I was perplexed. I didn't know what to do, what to think. Put you in my shoes. When I entered that room, I felt that I was dead. You know, I felt that I was dead. I sat down. Danielle came, and she looked at me, and she said, am I here too early? I said, no, you are in the right place, the right time. Have a seat. But I didn't know what to do. I was thinking, I said, should I or should I not? I said, no, yes, should I? I should. And then I prayed. I was sitting here. The songs were so beautiful, the music, that's revived me. And then I felt a lot better, so I can speak to you right now. I am not apologizing. I am not sorry. You know why? Because I know that you love me. So I am not worried. I know that you love me. And whether you know what happened, whether what I said happened to me, it's real. I know you love me. You accept me. And I want you to know I love you too. And God loves you. But I'm not finished yet. Nebuchadnezzar made that gigantic, you know what, statue, right? After the interpretation of the dream, he found out that only the gold-held head, belongs to him. He didn't like it. He didn't like it. When I'm thinking of it, I would be flattered. I would be happy to be the head. When you are the head, you are first. I'm standing here. You won't see here, but you see my head, you know? And I will be honored by people, because people who walk like that, they don't see you. They don't see your face. They don't see your head. But you walk like that, straight, you know? The king, I am the head, and what else he wanted? He was not satisfied. Even after Daniel went miles away to pray and to talk to the Lord in his behalf, he was not happy. He was not happy at all. He built that big, gigantic statue, ordered everybody to worship that statue. And he made sure that, he said, once you hear all the instruments that are playing, everybody has to kneel, bow down before the statue. How is this going to happen? Everybody. They were God's children in this assembly, because Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were there. And for sure, they were not going to bow down before King Nebuchadnezzar's image. They were determined to be Christian. They were determined to do children of God. They were determined to follow what they have learned from home when they were a kid, you know, miles, thousand miles away. Their mother was not there with them to tell them, remember what I told you, you can do this. King Nebuchadnezzar changed their diets. He changed their name. He changed the country of their origin. The only thing that he could not change, you know what it is? He cannot change their heart. He cannot change their heart. Although malicious was the king, those four young men had made the decision to follow Jesus and Jesus alone. How are you, young people in the assembly? How are you? We know it's hard for you. and it will get harder. But you know what? We are behind you 110%. We will never forget you. We will never leave you, although in spirit. Always remember, God cannot see. God always see wherever you are, whatever you are doing. Although mom and dad are not called. These young men, what they have learned goes with them to their graves. And they will be rewarded. They will be rewarded. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to grant them gifts, to lavish them with gifts. But they said, oh, you get it wrong. You are getting the wrong crowd. We are not going to bow. We are not going to worship your statues. Because we are Christian. We are children of the Almighty God. We walk. We have Jesus, the nails that Jesus had in his hand. We had them there. We remember the crown of thorns where they put it in his brow. We remember the nails that pierced his feet. We remember the crown of thorns that put on his brows. How can we forget about Jesus? The loud cry, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? How can we forget about Jesus? He looked at the other prisoner on his right hand side. And he said, today I said to you, you'll be in paradise. How can we hear the last word Jesus said? What was his last word? It is finished. What was finished? The price was paid in full. It was signed. It was sealed. It was delivered in full. We owe nothing to nobody. Do you have somebody that can separate you from the love of God? No. Yes. My brother said, myself, itself. Nobody except us can separate us from the love of Christ. As much as I love you, I have a few words to say, and I will leave you alone. When the music went on with King Nebuchadnezzar, almost all the people bowed down. Almost all of them. But those two young men, they did not move. They did not move. They were cast into the furnace because they disobeyed God. But you know, God sent his angels. And his angels came, their angels came and delivered them. And it was none but Jesus Christ he came. He was there. He didn't prevent them from going to the hell, but he went down and stayed with them, talked with them, consoled them. When you have a problem, my friend, where did you go? Go to Jesus. Who do you call? Call Jesus. Not me. God is there. He is always there for us. And he said that he will never leave nor forget us. Daniel and his companion, they bring the matter to God. God heard them and God forgave them. Today, if you feel like there is anything that is not the way they were supposed to, call on Jesus. He is able. As Daniel said to the king, our God is able. Do you think God is able? Do you know that God is able? He is able. and he's always there for you. We have suffered enough. So many tragedy, so many confusion, so much. Enough is enough. Jesus is calling on each one of us here to look and live. Look on the cross of Calvary and live. Don't forget the promise that he made to us. He said, I'll go to prepare a place for you. And if I'll go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and get you. So where I am, there you may be. We are not helpless. We are not hopeless because we have hope and we have help. Jesus Christ is our help. He is our hope now and through eternity. One day will come where we will forget about all those tragedies in our lives. The day is right behind the door. Hang on, Christian. Children of the Almighty God, God is here with you. He said, I am with you until the end of the day. I will never leave you. Never, never. I will never forsake you. Wherever you go, I will be before you. I will be behind you. I will be on your right hand side, on your left hand side. But leave you, never, I will never forgive you. I gave my life for you. You are mine. All the Nebuchadnezzars can put themselves together in the world. They cannot snatch us away from Jesus. The price that he paid was his life. The life of the is in the blood. He paid the price. He paid the penalty. So we have nothing to be fear of except ourselves. And I'm pretty sure God has made a plan one day for each one of us to be here with him, to be with Jesus in heaven. Is this your plan? Are you planning on going to heaven with Christ? He's right behind the door. Don't look because you can't see him. But he's here. He's looking at each one of you. And he knows the promise that he made to you. He will come back soon. I know some of us would love to see him coming. He never lies. He never late. He will come in the due time. Do you have something to say to me? No. I'm not done yet. No, you can say that now. Because later on, you're going to say, great. Make no mistakes, my friends. The great issue that we are fighting for and the world have to face it. It is obedience to the commandments of Jehovah. Usually, when we speak about God's commandments, people just forget about the first one. That they zoom to the Sabbath, right? But you know, each one of the commandments is individual and has a role behind it. God made 10 commandments. He did not ask us to keep only 9 because all of them are precious to him. This is the landmark that we have to follow. You don't steal, but you kill. Is it a sin? Are you breaking a commandment? Yes. But many people think only Sabbath, the 4th commandment, that's what is necessary. That too. If it were so, God wouldn't make 10 commandments. He would just have made 1. He is God. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah, he can make demands. He can just write 4. And somebody would say, where is the number 1, number 2, number 3? Not your business. None of your business. I'm God. But now, he made 10 commandments. Whenever we breach 1, you breach all the all the nine, the rest nine. And that means you are in trouble, but not with God, with yourself. Because when you do something wrong, you cannot live with yourself. You cannot, if you're a child of God. If you're a child of God. Once again, the same way King Nebuchadnezzar erect that statue and ask everybody to bow down and worship that statue. The day is coming. There will be an authority who will put our church and the state together. And this individual will tell us to worship either his image or to worship, to keep God's commandment. The choice is ours. We can't say that I'm not going to make it today. You can't. You can't. But there is, you have to answer. A time will come. Each one of us has to answer. Each one of us has to make the choice. What your choice will be. It will be the seal of God or the mark of the beast. I'm not going to ask you to choose. But you know that sooner or later, you're going to have to do it. Each one of us has to stand before the tribunal for the choice that we made today. We need to be loyal with the Lord, because God gave us more than we need, more than we deserve. In fact, we don't deserve anything. When we sometimes say God is good all the time, yeah, all the time. But what do we do with his goodness? Do we appreciate his goodness? Starting with me, with myself. This afternoon, no, it's not afternoon, is it? No. This day, God is asking us when church, can you hear me? When church, do you love my son? When church, do you love me? If you do, obey my commandments. If you love me, obey my words. These are the things that binding me to you. Do you love me, Winchurch? Love your brothers and your sisters. Do you love me, Winchurch? Love even those you don't know. Since you've become a Christian, you have a lot of brothers and sisters around the world that you have not met yet. You need a lot of love to share. Jesus is what? Love. God is love. We sing that every day. God is love. And God wants us also to be loved. He's the big love. We would be the little loves. There is nothing little in Christ. Everybody is big in Christ Jesus. Remember the promise that he made. He said, I love you with an everlasting love. He said also, I will come back. I will come back for you. Believe in me. Believe in my Father. There are many houses up there in my Father's home. And one is for you. One is for you, Sister Jenny. Your name is there. One is for you, Sister Monica. One is for you, Liam. One is for you, my sister who's sitting back there. Each one of us has our mansion ready for us. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Can't we ask the Lord, said, I want to be home? Yes. I invite you to stand. And please close your eyes, open your heart, and talk to your God for a few seconds. I invite you to stand, please. Close your eyes. Open your hearts and invite Jesus to come to your heart. Do you know that song? Into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your kindness, Father God, for your love, for your patience, your compassion towards us human. Lord, we do not deserve to know you, but Father God, you open up yourself to us. You're calling us out of the darkness to the marvelous light, and you promise to take us home one day. Lord, we can't wait anymore. We want to go home with you, Father, so we can have a life with Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who shed his blood for us. Let that blood be upon us and our children, Father God. Blood of Jesus, please save us. The blood of Jesus, please cover us. Deliver us, Lord, and bring us with you. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We adore you for your patience, Lord. You are very patient with us, Lord. You give us so much time, Lord, to make ends with you, but we're still in the rebellious way. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy. Like Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, please, Father, take us by the hand and lead us where you want us to be. Help us, Lord, to never forget who we are. Help us, Lord, to never forget where you took us off Egypt from the slavery. Father, may your name be glorified. Please, thank you for your blessings. I pray that each one of us will receive a blessing today. I pray that when we go home, something will change. God will change something in us for the best. Thank you, Father, for the children you've given us, Lord. Thank you for those who are not here, Father God. Let your spirit continue to be with them and bring them safely to their families. Lord, we love you. If it is the last time, Father, we are worshiping you in words, Father God, make it a plan that when Jesus comes, we could receive him in the air, saying that this is our Savior we have been waiting for. For in his name we pray. Amen. I invite you please to stay.